It's Monday, and I ain't got but just a few days left. And I hope I see my nanny just one more time, 'cause Miss Lou and Reverend Ambrose say she ain't faring too good and couldn't make it with them this time. But the Lord know, Mr. Wiggin, I hope I can see her one more time on this earth before I go. Is that love, Mr. Wiggin, when you won't see somebody bad, bad? Mr. Wiggin, thank you for saying I'm doing B-plus work and you know the A ain't too far. The sheriff and Mr. Pichot and Mr. Morgan come in the cell today, and Mr. Pichot asks me how I'm doing, and I tell him I'm doing all right. And he say yes, he can see I'm all right, and he asks me if he can do something for me. And I tell him, no, sir, I'm all right, and he asks me if I want a brand new pencil with a penny erase on it. And I told him I would take the pencil, but I don't need the erase, 'cause you told me to just put down anything come in my head, and if it ain't right, just scratch over it and go on. And he say yes, he can see that. And he asks me if I want him to sharpen my pencil, and I say yes, sir. And he sharpened the pencil on a teeny pearl handle knife. And I look at the knife, and I see Mr. Pichot look up at Chef Guidry and Mr. Morgan, and the chef look back at him. But Mr. Morgan never stopped looking at me like he was trying to figure me. And Mr. Pichot asks me if I want the little knife, and I tell him, yes, sir, I didn't mind. And he unhooked the little gold chain from his belt loop and hand me the knife and the chain, and he say it was all mine. And I say, just for a few days, and you can have it back. And I held the little knife in my hand and the chain in my other hand and just look at it. And I hear Mr. Pichot say, well, and I hear Mr. Morgan say, it ain't Friday yet. And Mr. Pichot say, you won't double that bet? You won't add that trotter? And Mr. Morgan say, it still ain't Friday yet. Old Clark been coming round too, trying to act like a human. But I can see in his face he ain't no good. And I don't even look at him when he asks me if I'm doing all right and can he get me something. No, I just go on writing in my tablet, and I don't care if he do see it after I'm dead and gone. Paul trying to be hard when he ain't, like he don't want get too close to me no more. And all the time he is the only one around here know how to talk like a human to people. I know you, Paul, and I know old Clark, and I know you too, Chef Guidry, and you, Mr. Pichot, and Mr. Morgan, and all the rest of y'all. I just never say none of this before, but I know y'all, every last one of y'all. Lord have mercy, sweet Jesus, Mr. Wiggin, where all them people come from. When you asked me if some children can come up here and speak to me, I didn't know you was meaning all them children in your class, and just sitting there on the floor all quiet in they clean clothes looking at me. And I could see some was scared of me, but most was brave and spoke. And my little cousin Estelle even come up and kissed me on the jaw, and I couldn't hold it back no more. Then after the children, here come the old folks, and looked like everybody from the quarter was here. Miss Julia, and Joe, and Miss Harriet, and Aunt Agnes, and Mr. Noman, and Miss Sarah, and Miss Lelia, and Mr. Harry, and Miss Lena, and God know who all, and Mr. Ofer, and Miss Felia with her beads and just praying, and all the people saying how good I look. And Lord have mercy, sweet Jesus, Mr. Wiggin, how you got bulkier in that suit. That suit looked like it half bulk size, 'cause I remember Miss Rita got him that suit way back 10-11 years back. And bulk babbing there like he know me, and Miss Rita saying he won't say he glad to see me, and he won't give me one of his agates. And me just looking at Boak shaking my head, and shaking my head. And I can't stop saying, oh Boak, oh Boak, oh Boak. You won't give me one of your agates? But old Boak wouldn't turn it loose, till Miss Rita had to tell him let go Boak few times. And still Boak wouldn't turn loose till Miss Rita pried out his hand and hand it to me, and Boak start babbing there till Miss Rita had to reach out her hand for me to give it back to her, and she gave it back to Boak. And Boak put it back in his pocket and start rattling it with all the others in there. And Miss Rita say she was sure he want to give me something, that's why he want to come. And I told her it was all right, I didn't need nothing. But she say Bulk wouldn't rest tonight if he didn't give me something. And she told him to give me a different one if he didn't want give me the Aggie. And old Bulk, looking way over yonder, kept rattling the marbles in his pocket, and just kept on looking way over yonder, rattling the marbles, till he found the littlest one he had in his pocket and handed me that.